This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder. Thrivers. Today's episode is going to be about why are there so many narcissists right now? Why are there so many narcissists around right now? So, a lot of people, so when I'm talking to people, one of the main questions that I get in my comment section is like, what is the word narcissist overused? Are there really that many narcissistic people in the world? This is that blah, 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 boo, 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 bee, bee, bee. Yeah. There are a lot of narcissistic people in the world. There are a lot of narcissistic people on the planet. There just are. I know people will try to hammer away at the statistics, like 0.5% or 1% of the population is diagnosed with narcissistic personality disorder. So yeah, 0.5 or 1% is diagnosed with narcissistic personality disorder, but there's still a lot of people. And just imagine the people who are not diagnosed. Imagine the people who are not diagnosed. So 1% of the population of the United States. So there, I think the last time they did an average or whatever, you know, there was 330 million. So 330 million people in the United States of America, y'all, times 0.01. There's still 3.3 million people in the United States that could be diagnosed with narcissistic personality disorder. So 1% or even half of that, 1.65 million, whatever, people. There's still millions of people who could be diagnosed with narcissistic personality disorder. So only 50 states in the U.S. So whatever country you might be watching this in, listening to this in, do the numbers there. You see, narcissistic people have always been around, y'all. I think social media has allowed us to shine more of a spotlight on narcissists. You know what I mean? Shine more of a spotlight on narcissists and toxic people, toxic behaviors, toxic traits, and things like that. It has also provided so much validity and, you know, so much validity to people to explain what they're going through, explain their experiences in their life, to show them, hey, that you might not be crazy. The person you're dealing with might very well be toxic as hell. And, you know, it's time for you to cut that person off. It's time for you to do something for yourself, you know. So why are there so many narcissists? Like, it's just, yeah, I'm just telling you, society has just put a spotlight on them to make more people who might not be clinically diagnosed narcissists seem narcissistic, especially social media, stuff like that. When you build a platform on social media, this is not me talking about the self-aware narcissist. This is me talking about just people in general. When you build a platform on social media, you have to be in front of a camera. You have to take a lot of pictures. When you're a model, you're an actor, you have to take pictures and stuff like that. People are automatically going to assume you're narcissistic because you're in the spotlight. And yeah, there's a level of narcissism to everybody in the world, y'all, has a level of narcissism to them. You just do. Anyway, there's levels to this. There's levels to people and narcissism and things like that. So with that being said, it's like narcissists, like society is not creating. This is my thoughts. Society is not creating more narcissists. I don't think it is. I think it's just shining the spotlight on narcissistic people. Because this is how I know. Because some of our grandmas and grandpas are toxic as hell. Did social media make them toxic? You know what I mean? Did social media put them through trauma and stuff like that? Social media hasn't only been around for a few decades. Your grandma is 60, 70, 80 years old. Your grandpa is 60, 70, 80 years old. Toxic as hell. They might be toxic together. You know.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
A lot of people think because their parents or grandparents stayed together for a long period of time meant that they were happy. A lot of people think that because their grandparents, they had a 50-year marriage, meant that they were happy. But your grandma and grandpa could have hated each other. I talk to people when I'm doing my one-on-ones over Zoom. I talk to people sometimes, like the grandpa go to the hospital, and the grandma be like, "Oh, I hope he don't come back this time." And then when he come back from the hospital, they just kind of look at each other like, "Damn, you made it back." And it's like, my grandma and grandpa have been together 55 years, and that's how they treat each other. It's like, what they hoping the other person dies. You know what I mean? I hope Earl Ass don't come back. Oh, goodness gracious. You know what I mean? You ever seen the movie? Oh, I forgot the movie with Ben Stiller. He was coughing on the popcorn. He was like, it wasn't popcorn. I forgot the name of that movie. Ben Stiller, I think Ben Stiller and Drew Barrymore are buying an apartment or something like that. They try to make their old neighbors sick so they can die. But that's how it is, though, y'all. That's literally how it goes right there. Like, your grandma and grandpa could have been narcissists. Social media is not making... I don't think social media... It's shining the light like this. It's shining the light on more narcissists. But it's not... I don't think it creates more narcissists. It makes people more narcissistic, but it doesn't give people the personality disorder, because the personality disorder is typically created in childhood through trauma and loss and experiences and things like that. That's how it goes right there. You know what I mean? That's how the situation arises right there. But like I said, look at your grandma, look at your grandpa, look at your mom, look at your dad. They didn't grow up in the social media age. Why? And they still have been, they've been together 15, 20 years. One of your parents might be toxic. Both of your parents might be toxic as hell. Did social media create them? No, they were like, I'm telling y'all, generational trauma has been around for a long time. Your grandma and grandpa, they hate each other. They both might be narcissist or narcissistic. Pass that down to one or both of your parents. Traumatize them, put them through trauma, neglect them, or just never tell them the word, never set boundaries with them. And then your parent is toxic. Marries your other parent. Now they have you. Guess what? They're trying to pass their path. It's generational trauma. You know, how was your grandma raised? How was your grandpa raised? How were the people before us raised? That matters, y'all. I know that doesn't seem like it matters, but it does matter. So the ages, narcissists have always been around. They have, y'all. Look, sociopathic, narcissistic people. Look at Adolf Hitler. Y'all think he was of sound mind and body when he was doing all his crazy shit? No, hell no. Look at all these dictators, that mass genocide and shit. Like, man, people have been crazy, narcissistic, toxic. Personality disorders for a long time before social media. They're so old, you had to write about them. Narcissistic people are in the Bible, y'all. So social media, there is a lot of it seems like there are more narcissists around because there's a camera in their face now. Like, there's a camera in this narcissist's face. You know what I mean? So narcissists have been around for a very, very long time. It's just, again, very rarely do people go get diagnosed with the personality disorder. So if you're holding on, waiting for the person in your life to go get a diagnosis, you might be waiting for a long time, y'all. Because typically they won't go get diagnosed because they don't think anything, they think something's wrong with them, but it's easier to blame you. It's easier to put it onto you. It's easier to hurt you. It's easier to pass it on to you and things like that. It's easier to avoid accountability and shame by putting it on other people. You know what I mean? So very rarely do narcissistic people go get diagnosed and things like that. But anyways, y'all, let me cut this thing short and sweet to the point, y'all. Toronto, Canada is November 19th, if you haven't, 2022. If you haven't registered for it yet, go to narcavengers.com. I'm going to be there in person doing a little meet and greet, whatever. narcavengers.com/Toronto. Thank y'all for tuning in. Like and subscribe for more. As always, mental illness is out. Peace.